Good morning. Joining us is our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. And Alan, although yesterday was a holiday in a lot of offices, our phones have been busy with people pledging for our tower purchase atop Mount Greylock.
We have the best audience in the entire world. Everybody gets it. Everywhere I walked in Great Barrington yesterday, or everybody I saw was saying things to me. We've got to get that tower. We've got to buy it. Well, we bought it. Unfortunately, we bought it with most of the money that we have in the bank. And we, in order to continue to do this, we've really just got to find the money to pay for that tower. So we're going to have a $2 million fund drive, the only one in history, and then we'll be back to normal. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the time when, if anybody wants to take a deduction, the time has come to go right to WAMC.org. And that way it'll be time stamped and you'll have it. You'll have proof that you did it. So it's WAMC.org, or date your checks, or do anything that we can to validate the fact that you did it before January 1st, if that's what's important to you. Now, there are a lot of people who are saying to me, I don't care. I just want to support the radio station. And I get that, and I appreciate it, and I love everybody who's doing everything. The money is coming pouring in, folks. 1-800-323-9262, or you can do it the way we really prefer. Go to WAMC.org and do it online and save our station. SOS, that's what we said in 1979 and 80, and that's what we're saying now. It's everybody's station. If we were to move just a few feet in, just a few feet, most of the people who are listening to us now would not be able to hear us. We've bought the tower. It's a lifelong dream. Everybody at WAMC has always wanted this. The people at Channel 10 have been wonderful about selling it to us, and now we're able to move ahead and to get this thing done. So everybody, I'm just saying to you, if you've ever wanted to help WAMC, this is the time to do it.
Well, Alan, let's turn to politics now. We're nearing the end of the first year of the Trump administration, and a frequent critic and foe so far has turned out to be New York's attorney general.
That's right, Eric Schneiderman. Major article in the New York Times, has been suing as if it's gone out of style. And he's right on each and every one of these cases, it seems to me. So what happens is he's stepping up. Now, we know, for example, that the things he hasn't even sued on yet, he can, because he's conducting his own investigation into the way in which the Trump administration has acted. It would apparently be in concert with former FBI director, now special counsel Mueller, so that if Mueller was to be fired by the president of the United States, something that I have always expected was a real possibility, because as the political news gets tighter and tighter and tighter, Trump is going to be in the kind of panic we have seen this weekend, as he has been tweeting all over the place about phony dossiers and the FBI being in tatters and all the rest of it. It's just awful. And then what we'll have is Schneiderman and a couple of other attorney generals doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is protecting the people. Now, there are people who will say, well, okay, this is Schneiderman's political motivation, but who cares? I mean, that's what a good politician does. They do what they have to do in terms of what their constituency wants. And this is clearly something that the people of New York State want and want it done. When you're suing on to protect the environment, or you're suing to protect our political rights, or you're suing to protect people who need that kind of help because they don't have resources, it's all what he should be doing. And if that gets him to be the next governor, okay with me.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Thanks, Alan, as always.
And thank you, Ian, for getting in early with the great David Gustina on a little bit of a vacation. You're stepping up, as you always do, as our excellent news director. Thank you for doing that.